I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. You know my next guest is a beloved Food Network star, a best-selling cookbook author, or simply as the Barefoot Contessa. Please welcome back to the Late Show, Ina Garten. So nice to see you again.
Always nice to see you.
Happy spring.
Happy spring.
You just announced your 14th cookbook.
Isn't that crazy?
Simply Ina. There you go.
And I did one for you.
I know you did. I love it.
Because you always like to have a nice cookbook coming out,
keeping up with tradition,
right?
You've also released Simply Stephen. To go with the previous bestseller,
Cooking for Stephen.
I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man. Okay, so what does Simply Ina mean, though?
You know, Simply is different for each person. Some people want, like, a recipe with four ingredients, and some people want something you can make ahead. But I love when you can take a store-bought ingredient and just make it, like, mashed potatoes. You can buy mashed potatoes in the grocery store,
yes,
and add roasted garlic, and you can add sour cream and seasoning. Nobody knows you haven't even peeled a potato.
Wow.
So that's a lot of the recipes are like that there.
Well, you have a catchphrase that people just love, which is store-bought is fine.
Right.
Okay. Yes or no, if store-bought is fine on the following items. Are you ready to do a little lightning round here?
I'm so ready.
Okay, let's see how if these are Simply
Can you
Ina.
Read, though?
What?
Are you having trouble reading after that? After you talk to Billy Crystal.
I'll read by echolocation. Here we go.
Yes, right?
Exactly. Marinara sauce, star bought.
Just fine as long as it's good marinara sauce.
Okay. Sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread is always good.
You don't have to make it at home.
No.
Okay.
Oh, totally don't have to.
Chicken
make
stock,
it.
Like collagen or something like that.
If you have to. But homemade chicken stock.
I have
is
to
really
have my
great.
Own chicken stock at
well,
home?
I mean, it's just great. But collagen okay. is perfectly fine.
Well, this one I think I know the answer to. Lime juice.
Fresh lime juice only. You can't buy it anywhere.
No, you can't do a little squeeze thing.
No,
that's that's terrible. You're torturing yourself. Okay, this is interesting. Stuffing.
So, you know what I use stuffing for? Actually, I have it in the book. Is I don't use stuffing for stuffing, but what I do is make bread pudding out of it. So, you know.
So you like get like the bag stuff.
A bag of stuffing. It's already seasoned. It's already cubed. It's toasted.
Yeah.
All that's done. You put it in, and then you make a custard.
Yeah.
And you pour it over the stuffing, and you put in mushrooms and Gruyere. Put it in the oven. Nobody even knows there's a bag of stuffing in there.
Wow.
It's just a savory bread pudding.
And I want to ask you something. Do you stuff your bird with your stuffing?
No.
Well, then it's not stuffing. It's dressing. What?
So what's the difference between stuffing and dressing?
Stuffing is stuffed.
Did you just say stuff it to me?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I believe in stuffing the bird. Dressing is just something on the side that you later dress your plate with. You bake it in a little tray on the side, and it's not nearly as good as the stuffing because you can't taste the salmonella if it doesn't drip off the bird right in there.
And it's so much better on the side because it's crispy and it's creamy. It's great.
I agree with you on most things. Okay. Store-bought birthday cake.
I wouldn't get one at the 7-Eleven, but you can go to a really good bakery. In fact, there's a recipe in there for a cheesecake where you go to the bakery and buy a cheesecake, and then you make a fresh raspberry sauce with fresh raspberries. Oh. Nobody even knows you didn't make the cheesecake.
Oh, that's nice. Now that your memoir, your lovely memoir, which came out last year, Be Ready When the Luck Happens, has been out in the world for a while, what responses from the book have surprised you the most?
What amazes me is the number of people say, I wanted to take a chance to do something, and I was afraid. And I was sitting next to, and I read your book, and I thought, I'm just going to do it.
Well, to tell the people why that resonates for them, what did you do? You had this great job at the White House.
I had a job at the White House working on nuclear energy policy. Doesn't everybody?
Yes.
And I wanted to be in the food business. And so I bought a specialty food store in a place I'd never been before. And everybody goes, weren't you scared? Yeah, I was scared, but I did it anyway. And it was the making of my life.
Wow.
I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
I would be
talking
sitting
about
here with
nuclear
you.
Energy policy.
Exactly. We'll get into that later. There's an apology. So people have said to you, no, that inspired me to go do these things.
Yeah,
yes.
I was sitting next to a woman the other day who said she had bought a hotel in Lenox, Massachusetts, and everybody said, you're crazy, it's never going to work. And she, while they were renovating, she read the book and thought, I'm going to do it anyway. And it's wildly successful.
That's
lovely. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, you are known, no surprise, you are known as the host with the most, and I know this because I've been lucky enough to attend some of your dinner parties.
I love when you come for dinner.
What's changed about the way you throw a party over the years?
You know, one of the things I started doing, and you know this, is it used to be people would come, we'd have hors d'oeuvres and drinks in the living room.
Yep.
Then we'd sit down at the table,
yep,
and we'd have dinner, and everybody would kind of wait for the party to be over. But I've started having a third part where we go into the library, we have a little sweet dessert wine, mm-hmm, maybe a little Sauterne,
yes,
some chocolates. That's when the party really happens. That's when everybody kind of, they relax into the sofa and chairs.
Yes, yes.
Do we have a little something that we might?
At the danger of actually mixing our... And I have you to thank. We provided the old fashions, but you provided the Chateau de Cam. And
the last time you were there, I saw you looking at the bottle. I thought, oh, I know exactly what he likes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Just a little.
Oh, yeah, just a little. This is the best.
You can just rub this
on my gums. It's just so fantastic.
Isn't it incredible?
That is great. And then a little...
And this is older than the one you had.
A little chocolate?
Salted caramels from France.
Fantastic. I don't even care if they turn the cameras off. Let's just... let's do this. Well, we have a little wine and chocolate.
I have a proposal.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have some extra time...
Yes?
...coming up...
I might.
I think you and I should do a cooking show together.
Done. Can I invite Eddie?
Seriously.
Absolutely.
But then we would only cook with two ingredients.
Only two ingredients?
Bourbon. Every recipe would either have bourbon or butter in it.
Oh, so, wow.
How's that?
Oh, bourbon-soaked butter sounds good. Okay, can you answer a couple of party etiquette questions while we enjoy the Chateau de Cam? Okay, what is the appropriate time to arrive at dinner party?
15 minutes after the appointed time. If you're invited for 7, show up at 7:15 so the hostess isn't in the shower.
But she's going to be late.
Exactly.
What should a guest bring to a dinner party?
You know, the two things I never bring are something that they can serve at the dinner party,
yep,
or flowers without a vase. Because you're running around trying to figure out, what am I going to do with these flowers? And what am I going to do with this Jell-O mold that somebody just brought?
Right.
So I always bring...
Stick the flowers in it is what I would say.
That's a good option.
Yeah.
I always bring something they can have for breakfast the next day, like coffee and granola, maybe some croissant. So they don't feel like they have to deal with it right now.
Done. What's the perfect size for a dinner party?
Well, you know, I like six people around a small round table. Mm. And that's when everybody really has a good time.
And this is a very important one because there's a lot of polite tension toward the end of a meal. Should guests offer to clean up?
They should offer, but you should never let them. I like people to help.
Then I promise the next time I'm there, I will offer.
You don't have to offer. And you're never allowed to do it.
Thank you. Be Ready When the Luck Happens is available now in paperback. And get ready for this very soon. Simply Ina. Ina Garten, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.